Love Talk Radio.
It's the commissioner on OFL After Dark. We're going to be talking to a lot of different members tonight who are supposed to call in. Let's see. First, the big news is Group 3 single free agency is going to open up at 12.05 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. So that should give you enough time to get the free agents. We'll advance about every 15 minutes through the preseason, and then we'll be able to kick off and get started. That way, you know, plenty of time before the Super Bowl and whatever you have going on there. We would have liked to get it started earlier tonight, but unfortunately we had only 10 or 15 guys that never even accepted their invite, so we can't really go forward without them. A lot of guys were out and about since it was the weekend. A lot of guys were working, so we'll see what happens there. But let's go right into the callers right now. We have a caller from the 407. Could you state your gamer tag for the listeners out there? 407.
Hey, it's Bubbles.
Oh, hey, Bubbles. How are you doing this evening? This is the commish here. What's going on in Orlando tonight?
Nothing much. We just went to Wawa, and we are watching a scary movie.
Wait. Go back a second. You said Wawa from Pennsylvania?
Wawa.
They got Wawas down there? They got the little shorties?
They got
the little shorty sandwiches there and stuff? It's like a gas station?
I didn't really know
they were. They're out of Philadelphia, man. I didn't know they were in anywhere but Pennsylvania. That's cool. Wawa's
about it. Maybe like 30 around here.
Really? Wow. I didn't know that. Wawa's pretty legit.
Yeah, it is.
Got pizza from there, so.
Couldn't think of where else to go.
Have you thought about Burger King? I'm just joking. Anyways, I'm just messing around. Anyways, you have a guy down in Orlando that is interested in possibly designing a logo, correct?
Yes, but he responded so late. But, yeah, he's interested. He does some pretty good artwork.
Yeah, it was amazing, actually. I saw the Instagram or whatever you guys sent me. It was really good. If for some reason... we don't get him for a logo. I was thinking we could possibly use him to design some T-shirts or something because he seems really talented.
That sounds cool.
So
I'll tell him about it.
We'll give him your email if you want to do that.
Yeah, that'd be great. So we got a lot going on. We got a tournament going on. Speaking of which, Balkino, if you get a chance to play that game, maybe tomorrow, hopefully. I know things are probably going to get interrupted because of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we probably have it set up for Monday morning, unless I can pull it off tomorrow morning, but we'll see. Because he said he's not going to be on after a certain time tomorrow.
Yeah, the Super Bowl is going to cause a lot of issues. I was just looking at the leagues. There's a lot of games that need to be played, which I figured would be an issue. So we'll see. We might not actually advance too.
I mean, we had three days. I'm just saying, 3 days was long enough.
I have a question.
That is true. Yeah.
What time is the Super Bowl?
I think it's 6:45 Eastern, but I'm not sure. I asked a couple people, and I keep getting different answers, so I'm not actually sure. I was going to ask you the same thing. One thing I'm certain of that it's New England versus Seattle. So who do you two think's going to win?
I'm going to say Seattle.
Yeah, that's who I think. What do you think, Kino?
I think New England's going to pull it off.
Really? They're cheaters, so you never know. So I was sent here just working on a poem I want to send to Sissy, and then I had to get on the air, so I only got two words started, but it's like, it starts out, I miss, and then I got cut off. So we're going to work on that poem throughout the night and hopefully have that ready for her in the morning. Just think about her all the time.
I'm still waiting for the third grade picture.
Oh, yeah, I got to contact my mom, actually, try to get her to send me some pictures, because I really don't have any of myself from those days. But, yeah, so we'll see what goes on there. Let's see, so, Volcano, you were able to complete a 16-0 undefeated season with the Miami Dolphins, which, when you really sit back and look at it, it's a tremendous feat to be able to accomplish that because, like, here's the Miami Dolphins. I don't know the last time they've really even been in the playoffs in real football, you know, in the NFL. So here you are in one season. You turned them around that quickly. So, I mean, you should be proud of yourself there. Any words of advice to some of the new – because we have a lot of new members. Any words of advice to some people that maybe never played in a franchise before that could maybe help them build their team going forward?
I mean, just know your community. Like, know who likes who. Like, what I did, I traded for players who I know other players wanted. So we kind of did a lot of three-way trades, no free agent trade, when contract ends. I mean, if you think about it, I released half my players before we got into the free agents, and I signed the most. I signed 20 free agent players and then used those as trade bait. And then traded for those, and then got big-name players and so on. So just know the value of a player, and then make that big guy into three players, that third into one big guy, and so on and so on. For example, like you, you're an Eagles fan. I know for a fact if I got an Eagles player, I could trade him to you in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I see what you mean. That's true. That's definitely a good
Tell me if I would have got McCoy, you want to trade me for him.
There's a good possibility, yeah. Definitely would have considered it, that's for sure, because I'm familiar with LeSean. And yeah, definitely. A little disappointed with him losing that Madden Bowl, but whatever, it is what it is. Speaking of the Madden community, you know, blocking field goals has always been a topic. You know, they're banned in a lot of tournaments, most tournaments actually that I've ever seen. But we ban them in tournaments too, but we allow them in leagues. And I'm hearing some of the newer members say they should be banned in leagues. We should re-vote on it. I'm considering putting a new vote. Since we have so many new members, maybe we should re-vote on it. How do you feel about blocking field goals?
Yeah. Ever since the patch, not one of my field goals has been blocked. I don't know who's blocking out there. Hasn't been an issue on my part. I heard Reddy knows how to do it. Chad, I think, is attempting at it. But other than that, I've never heard of anyone even trying to practice it or anything ever since the release patch.
Yeah. I talked to both of them. They just said they were, you know, just timing it right, coming around the outside edge, which
and I think that's, fine compared to, you know, moving a guy over and holding a certain button. And then they're timing and watching the clock. I mean, even the defender has time to, like, you know, I think that should be allowed. If they're just running over the side with one player, they're manually trying to block it like they would in real life. They're not trying to take advantage of the AI or anything.
Right. I agree with you a lot. But, yeah, we're trying to start the – I don't know if you've been noticing. I think you said a lot of people were sending you messages because I was away for a little while there about the Group 3 single and when's free agency going to start. Unfortunately, we didn't – almost half haven't even accepted their league invite, so we're going to start that at 12:05 p.m. Eastern tomorrow or Sunday. How do you feel about that time? Because I know some people are saying they're going to be in church, but then if we pushed it later in the afternoon, it might run into some Super Bowl festivities. So how do you feel exactly about
it? It's Sunday. I think it's fine. I think we don't run into issues. And hell, I mean, I know those people are going to set their alarm clocks or just be waiting until the very second to push. I mean, I already spoke to a few people itching to just pick certain players, so.
Now, Bubbles, a lot of people don't realize that you're a distinguished college student, always getting really good grades, and you did a paper on the OFL, now a business paper.
Yeah.
Could you tell a little bit about what you found out about the OFL? What are some of the weaknesses so we can improve on going forward?
Let's see. Where do I start? Wow.
You remember the paper?
I've got to review my paper. I'm going to redo it this semester because I'm taking principles of management. So I can definitely redo it, resubmit it, and re-show you. So I think it'll be a lot better this go-around.
Yeah, for all the listeners out there, I actually got to see the paper. Bubbles did a great job, put a lot of hard work, and got a very good grade, deservingly so. But she did find some weaknesses. I can't think of them off the top of my head right now.
Yeah,
me
either.
But it was a couple months ago. And
Yeah, it was.
So maybe when you redo the paper, we can maybe have you call in and we can revisit it so we help us improve. Now, Bubbles, you're very familiar with Balkino and his wonderful family and his beautiful siblings. And you also know that I used to date Sissy. But, you know, we had a fallout. And it is what it is. But we're trying to, you know, get back to where we were.
Okay.
How do you think that I could get back into Sissy's life? What are some of the things I should do? Because I used to... I did have a 1-800-Flowers membership, and every Saturday I'd send her flowers, but then after a while she was just kind of, you know, she could become accustomed to it and just took it for granted.
Yeah.
So,
what
do you think?
Do you know how to cook?
Oh, yeah, a wonderful cook, but the problem with that is getting the food there from Pennsylvania, you know. That's an issue. And she won't come up here because... she's afraid to fly, basically. At least that's what she tells me.
Yeah, well, you could send some alcohol. She likes to drink.
Oh, yeah, she has a problem. Let's face it. Very violent. Very violent.
Like dogs.
Beautiful
people.
Soul, though.
Beautiful
soul.
Like,
well, let's see. I'll just... keep her in my mind and keep writing these poems, and maybe one day she'll wake up. But we do have another caller coming in from the 616 area code. That's up there in, I think, Grand Rapids, Michigan. 616, you're now live on OFL After Dark. Could you state your gamer tag for all the loyal listeners out there?
OFL Now, J. Mills. What's up?
There he is. OFL Now, J. Mills. You're now live with
Mr.
the commissioner. We got the great Balkino and the beautiful Miss Bubbles. So how is everything going? We got, it's crazy because we got the people in Orlando living the life, nice weather, and then you got yourself, JJ, basically, you know, stuck
rain,
inside in this cold and sleet and snow. How do you think that affects your Madden game compared to the people in Orlando who can just go live it up, go to Wawa, Applebee's, live the dream compared to you out there?
Well, it's difficult. I mean, it's cold, man. You gotta stay on your feet over it. It's also dangerous. It make your life rate go up because it's always snowing. It's always black ice. You know, a lot of people are bigger up here for one reason because they hibernate during this time. Even myself, it's hard to be, you know, very active during this time. You can't take it. You got kids. You can't take them outside. They want to play. They get stuck. It's a lot of negatives, but. You know, I'm up here because of family, and that's what counts. So,
Well, as we talked before, I spent a little time there in Holland, Michigan. It's kind of close to you. I actually did a day trip with my friend's girlfriend, and we went to Grand Rapids, which I really like Grand Rapids. But as soon as, you know, November hit, I was like, I'm out of this. I'll go deal with a Pennsylvania winter over this shit any day of the week, man. That shit is cold, man. But do you think that it helps your Madden game out a lot because you're inside more in the winter?
Oh, yeah, Madden, this is definitely Madden season. When summertime comes around, I'm not the guy to talk to about Madden.
Right.
Hey, yeah. Gregory James.
Yes, Bubbles.
Yeah, what?
Bubbles was wondering, when are we expecting more OFL official international fish?
Well, the problem with the fish tank right now is, As hard as this is for me to speak about and painful in my soul, I'm sure you can hear my voice kind of breaking up. I'm choking up a little bit. What I think happened was a clam died. And apparently when a clam dies, it can spike the ammonia level in your fish tank. So all of our beautiful OFL now official fish have passed away. It was painful to see the look in their eyes when they died. But if you've never seen an aquarium fish die and the look they get in their eyes, you'll never forget it. But they're gone. We do have two left, but they're acting really strange. So I expect them to die here soon. And I can't get my ammonia levels down, so I can't get new fish. So I don't know what to do, so I'm about to drive 30 miles probably Tuesday maybe to Petco and see if I can buy something to help. But
why don't
thank
you
for
keeping...
Greg, do you think if I sent you some fish from Michigan, it might be better?
Why? Is there something, is that like sweet tea in the South always better down there? Is there something about Michigan fish that's better?
I think it might be y'all ammonia there, man. I think we take better care of our fish here.
Yeah, we got sun tea.
Yeah, we gonna bottle that up and sell it one day. But that's another story. Send me some fish. How are you gonna send them, in an envelope, or what? How are you gonna do that?
I'm pretty sure that's been done before, so we can figure it out. Don't worry. We'll talk about that later. But I'm pretty sure when we get fish here, we can figure something out. They get fish here. You know, all the fish we get in Michigan is not from Michigan, so we can figure something out.
Right, right. And I actually read an article. They're cloning salmon up in Michigan, and I don't think salmon are native to the Michigan water, so they're cloning them. Speaking of clones, I've been informed that Bubbles has a clone because you're a twin, right, Bubbles?
Yeah, I have a twin brother.
Now, how amazing is that? Are you connected, like, on that movie
where
they're connected? Oh, you're not connected?
We take each other's sentences.
No, she said they are.
We are.
Oh, they are connected. Well,
yeah, they eat the same and everything. It's kind of freaky.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. So what's it like being a twin? I always wondered, do you have like a strange, like a different, not strange, but like a different connection to your twin than you do your other siblings or any other human being? What I mean?
I'd say so. When he's sad, I feel sad too.
Really? I've heard that before, actually.
Yeah. Sometimes, if he's thinking something, I'll say it. Stuff like that. Nothing too crazy.
Wow. That's really cool, though. Oh, is he a boy?
Yeah.
Okay. You hear that, Freddy Krueger? It's a boy. So don't get any ideas. I know you got a secret crush on Bubbles, but it's a boy, so. All right. We cleared that up. We got another call coming in here from the 586 area code. 586, you're now live on OFL After Dark with Balkino Bubbles, the Commish, and the legendary OFL now, Jay Mills. Can you state your gamer tag?
Excuse the Vipers. What's going on, Greg?
Hey, Vipers. How are you doing? Now, Vipers, let's talk a little bit about you. We're talking a little bit about Wawa's and Applebee's and the food industry. Speak a little bit about your experience at highly competitive Papa John's. What's it like on a day inside the...
I will get to that topic in a second, but I just want to go back to how JJ is going to be sending you some fish down there. I know a way we can do it.
Oh, you got a hooker?
I'll order a box of garlic sauce, you know, and put it in a big box, and then Jake can get some fish, send it to me, and put them in a little bag, you know, with a lot of water in there, and send it down.
That'd be sweet, man. That'd make my day. That would make my day. Now, Vipers, I've heard you often say that you're a big fan of the Bubbles and Balkino TV show. What is it that you really enjoy about the Bubbles and Balkino show?
I don't know, just something like interesting that they do, you know. It's like not like you're gonna find it like anywhere else. It's like talk about good subjects and bring up interesting points. It's pretty funny, you know. I like watching it. It's interesting.
And I know a lot of the guys in the league, I've heard the talk, they have little secret crushes on Bubbles, but you're a little different. You actually have a secret crush on Balkino. So what's that like, having a crush on Balkino?
Ah, man, I don't know. Me and Balkino, we don't really know each other too well. You know, it's a love and hate relationship, I think. We go a little talk to each other off and on, you know. We're just starting off, so give us a couple more weeks, and we'll see where we're at.
Fuse doesn't actually have a crush on Balkino, for all you listeners out there. Anyways, we got another call from the 601 area code. What's up, 601?
What up?
Who's ready?
Who is this?
What up?
Hello.
It's your boy, Ready. 1-0. Ready 1-0.
Oh, I'm feeling great. Ready 10. I got to ask you something. So you took your first. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Wait, Bubbles had something for you, and something that you did that was messed up.
Balkino told me you called your girl a hoe.
Oh.
What happened?
Play dog.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah,
okay,
man.
Nah,
man, I mean, it wasn't saying, like, she's not actually there. It just came out wrong. You know how you just get mad at people and stuff, you just start talking.
It was just one of those moments.
Great. And see, that's a big problem. And I'll be honest, Bubbles, Rennie's a really respectful man. The thing is, when you're listening to this hip-hop music, you hear the H word and the B word and the other B word, and I think there's a C word, too. And it just gets mixed into your lingo, and you don't even know it. You know, like,
hey, Greg.
I can't agree with that, Greg.
But Greg,
yeah, thanks, JJ.
Didn't we accuse Ready of being racist? I mean, he just seems like we keep giving him free passes. I mean, he's racist.
What's up with that?
Now he's calling girls hoes. He's yelling at more. He's not showing up for games.
Wow. I don't miss games. Hold on. I don't miss games. I just take the season. That's all I did.
Now, Ready, you did go undefeated, right?
Yeah, I did go undefeated.
He is a second.
But it wasn't that
now.
Big of a deal.
No,
but it wasn't. Nobody recognized it because Balkino did it first, right? So nobody even really talks about your undefeated season, right?
And he did it in a single season. Who can't do that?
I mean, you didn't go undefeated.
I did. It's like suspended.
Well, you need to learn to obey.
You can't do that.
Now, Bubbles, let's hear a female perspective on do you think the hip-hop community as a whole does degrade women?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I think so,
but,
too.
Yeah,
that's not every hip-hop person. A lot of people do.
Now, JJ,
as a hip-hop artist yourself,
let's hear you do a quick freestyle for all the listeners and let's see if you degrade women. I'll give you a word and you rhyme with it. Okay, how about we go with toe? Rhyme with toe.
Oh, okay. We'll see. Right now, I'm sitting on my toe. If it was summer right now, I would probably have to mow. I don't listen to a lot of rock and roll, but I like Jim Crow. But every now and then,
My grandma in the early 90s used to like to sew. You know, I'm jet light, so I fly like a crow. You know, I like to be a good coach, so they call me Steve No. And that's the end of my flow.
Okay. Very
hey,
nice job.
I have a question. Let's get Bubbles to get us a little rhyme, man. Get us a little rap. Give her a word.
What?
Bubbles, can you rap?
Uh-oh. You're getting a little embarrassed. Let's hear this.
Bubbles, you want a freestyle
I have
for all
one
the...
rap, and that's it.
She has one rap.
All right.
Okay.
Give me a beat.
JJ, give her a beat.
She said give her a beat, yo.
Somebody give me a beat.
Right. Somebody give her, give the lady a beat. Here, I'll give her one.
Somebody's phone gonna be sitting.
My name is Alana. I say it's a dollar when I'm walking down the street. All the boys wanna holler.
Ooh, that's how she got about to know. Ooh.
That's it. I dropped the mic.
She dropped the mic and walked out. Right on. That's the way. Now, Bubbles, what's it like to be with a nice man like Balkino? But even more so, what's it like to be with an undefeated Madden player, 16-0?
I feel pretty special. Even though he stays up really late playing games, but that's okay.
Now, does that become a problem in the relationship? Does that become an issue in the relationship from time to time? Like, most couples argue over money. Do you ever argue over how much time he's put into Madden?
I don't say we argue over it. It's just a little annoying sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, guess what?
On a different topic, I heard Jay Miller had an announcement he wanted to make tonight.
Greg, I have an announcement to make. I know me and Balkino had our differences at one time, but I have found out a lot of things about my team that I didn't like, and I'm going to be with Team I-Cut now. I'm not Team Legit anymore, so this announcement.
Well, Team I-Cut, baby.
So you're on Team Balkino?
Yeah, it's Team Little I, Big C, Big U, Big P. Bubbles.
But
I want you to spell that.
I mean,
spell it, Bubbles.
How do you spell that, Greg?
I mean, Bubbles, how immature is that to be called Team ICUP? Is that immature or is it just me?
It's pretty clever.
It's clever. What do you mean? We were doing that in like when we were 11. It's clever. I think it's childish, immature. I would never want to be a part of that.
Hey, the seat's still there for you to sit, Greg.
Price
is terrible. I'm here to win a championship. I'm not here for the name.
Well, either way, the acquisition of J.J. Mills over to Team ICUP is it is amazing to have him over there. We also have another caller coming from the 111111111 area code. I don't know what that is. You're now live on OFL. Dark, state your gamer tag, please.
40-year-old gamer.
Hey, 40, we got a minute. We got a minute left.
I think it's very clever if you're 11 and missing a chromosome. If that helps.
Yeah, exactly. At least someone agrees with me. So, 40, you got 45 seconds. The mic is yours. Let's get your opinion out here.
On?
On blocking field goals. Should you be allowed, yes or no?
No, because some people are really, really good at it, and it is kind of glitchy, and I think it's an unfair advantage. Other people, you know what, you can spend a couple hours on the practice field and do it, and you can learn it, but as it is now, no. But real quick, though,
Yeah, who's laughing? Is that the chromosome person?
15 seconds.
Anyway, new show coming out. It's going to be 4th and 40. There's going to be a lot of discussions, a lot of interviews. Looking forward to talking to a bunch of you guys. I got a bunch of range, so that's about it. No field goal blocking. Start punting, you bastards.
Peace. 40 million.